You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. In California, finding a home, whether owning or renting, is hard to come by and touches every single corner of the state. The challenges, however, can look different from urban to rural communities. Four counties in the Sierra Nevada foothills are pulling their resources together to increase housing stock. Motherlode ADU is a new partnership between Amador, Calaveras, Mariposa, and Nevada counties, and the goal is to make it easier for residents to add accessory dwelling units to their properties, essentially empowering locals to create housing for locals. Ben Goger is a housing and community development specialist for Mariposa County, and he joins us with more on this new approach to curb the housing crisis. Welcome, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
So we have had our fair share of conversations about housing and affordability on this show. People may be surprised to learn there's a housing crisis in Mariposa County, a population of roughly 17,000 people in Central California. Can you give us a front row seat to the challenges you're working to overcome?
Absolutely. And I should say the housing crisis is not only in Mariposa County, but all throughout the western slope of the Sierra Nevada foothills. In that area, we see an aging housing stock. We see lots of dilapidation. We see people reluctant to engage in new construction, and then catastrophic housing loss due to wildfires.
I covered the Detweiler fire in 2017, I believe, and then that is obviously not the only wildfire that impacted Mariposa County. Can you give us an idea of the properties that have been lost in really a relatively short amount of time?
Yeah. Well, in the Detweiler fire, we lost a little over 100 homes, and then we also, during the Oak Fire this last year, lost 127 homes. So we've seen about 200 houses just lost from catastrophic wildfire, and it's really hard for people to recover from those type of total losses.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about wildfires. You also touched upon properties that are in need of repair, you know, dilapidated properties and homes. You know, when it comes to the Sierra Nevada foothills and permanent residents, I mean, do you also have an issue of people buying second homes and vacation properties and that creating a housing challenge for people that live there full time?
Sure, absolutely. That's always a hot topic conversation in the foothills as people move up there or acquire second homes, particularly next to destination locations like Yosemite or Truckee. It's a popular place to live and relatively inexpensive compared to the rest of the state.
So given that you're a housing and community development specialist, what has your role been through these challenges? What do you do?
I really try my best to end up increasing our housing stock for our population at all economic levels, trying to provide stability for our communities. And there's nothing more stable than having a safe, sound home to come home to.
Yeah. And you are face to face with residents in your county who maybe want to build housing or are interested flirting with the idea, but they run up against challenges. What are some of the biggest challenges that they run up against and they come to you with?
I would say one of the biggest challenges is probably topography and then affordability, the cost of construction, and then maybe not knowing where to start. How do you get into building a new home for yourself or a second home on your property?
I think about, you know, industries like in construction where you're used to working with local government agencies and you kind of know how to, you know, you understand the language and know how to walk through permitting. That could be very hard for an individual who wants to do it for the first time. How do you work to collaborate between, you know, local governments like yourself and your position and helping people not get intimidated or demoralized with the process of potentially wanting to build housing in ADU?
Well, thanks for asking that. That's a big goal of ours, actually, through the Motherlode ADU project, is to be approachable as government officials. And we put together the guidebook really to try to be as friendly as we can, meet people on their own, on where they're at. And it's, we're really, when we're talking about housing crisis in California, we need to be engaged in a solution-based conversation with our community members. In order to do that, we really need to be speaking the same language. So making that government speak accessible to everybody helps us both work together.
And you talked about the challenges specifically to the western slope of the Sierra Nevada. That's your county, and you also are working with Amador, Calaveras, and Nevada counties. When did you all start talking with each other and start working together? When did this begin?
This ended up happening right in the middle of the pandemic as we were looking for solutions for housing, and we were getting on Zoom calls and talking back and forth, and a lot talking with the state. We have to say we really appreciate the support from the Housing and Community Development Department at the state for supporting us in some of these conversations and convening regions that have similar problems and similar issues so that we can work together for collaborative goals.
To get a picture of just how vast of an area we're talking about, driving from Nevada City to the town of Mariposa can take over 3 hours, more than 200 miles. You know, instead of going at it alone as just a single local government, what is the advantage of working together?
Oh, it's always great to work together with people, right? You get that synergy. We can share, you know, we can share our resources with each other. We can share our financial resources with each other. That's important sometimes to be able to put together a stack of finances to do a project. And so that collaboration has been wonderful. And there's a lot of shared values and obviously shared topography. So a lot of this stuff is applicable across the region. And then everybody's a little bit different as well. And we can get into little details county by county. But it's just great to have a group to work with and think a little bit bigger than our own jurisdiction.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about the similarities that you laid out earlier on, you know, you can be, like, for example, Mariposa is a gateway community to Yosemite. You also have, you know, in Nevada County that obviously touches upon like Lake Tahoe and Truckee. But what are some of those differences that you guys can possibly help each other with?
Yeah, I would say some of the differences are just some of the counties are a little bit bigger than others, have more jurisdictions, maybe have a little bit more developed community development programs than others. Everybody's a little different place. So being able to leverage off of somebody's work is really helpful. Nevada County has been wonderful to work with. They're a little bit bigger county, a little bit more populated than some of the southern motherlode counties. And so it's great to tie into some of those resources up there.
So the focus is accessory dwelling units. Why ADUs?
Well, ADUs are just a wonderful addition to kind of the housing toolkit in California. And particularly in these rural areas, there's a lot of extra space up there in the foothills. And adding an additional house on the property is an inherently affordable development typology. It's the one we really want to encourage folks to take advantage of. And as the state continues to make it more permissible to construction an ADU, we want to connect people in the foothills with this opportunity.
You mentioned that you do have some assistance from the state, and the partnership between the four counties is called Motherlode ADU. Your website just launched last week to help residents and walk them through this process or just get more information. You know, what does this say that the state is stepping in to help fund a partnership like this? And what does this funding actually accomplish? How does it benefit your four counties?
Yeah. So we appreciate the state's funding. It's funded through a regional early action planning grant. So the state has made some very strategic investments through the years to promote housing, I would say, fairly well across the whole state. And so putting this effort into this region is much needed, and it's been a good boost for us. And it augments other complementary programs that the counties are working on, like master plan sets of ADUs that people can get at the planning counter, or different potential incentives for building ADUs as well. So it's nice to have that influx and support from the state.
Is the funding ongoing? Or how long does it last?
Nope.
So how do you keep the program going?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. So, the program is, you know, mostly a book, and it's a guidebook, a comprehensive guidebook that's available at all jurisdictions, and the website that's ongoing. And so that was the big lift to be able to put together all that comprehensive materials. And once that's online, it's not as much of a financial burden to keep it going.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're learning about a new partnership between Mariposa, Calaveras, Amador, and Nevada counties to increase housing. It is called Motherlode ADU, and the goal is to help locals build accessory dwelling units on their property. I'm joined by Ben Goger, who is the Housing and Community Development Specialist for Mariposa County. So I just said that the website went live last week. Give us a tour. You know, what does it look like?
Sounds great. So motherlodeadu.org is really a comprehensive website that walks people through the accessory dwelling unit construction and development project. And it's really kind of walks you through step by step the different steps you have to take, and five main steps essentially, from project development all the way to moving into your home. Each one of those steps is really accompanied by a suite of tools that we ended up developing specifically for the region and specifically for each county. For example, in project development, as people are starting to get acquainted with building an ADU, we want to inspire them to think about what they can have on their property. So we have a suite of floor plans available. We have spotlight videos where people can see other community members who have built an ADU in their town and get a little bit more comfortable with the process. Can I build tools, budgeting tools? So budgeting and finance is a huge part of this, to get people comfortable. So we have a return on investment calculator that's accompanied with that, as well as quite a few budget worksheets.
Yeah, the one that, I mean, it's very user-friendly, especially if you're just kind of, flirting with the idea and just trying to figure out if it's even realistic financially or even logistically to do it. You also have a cost estimator, because that can be obviously is like a big piece of deciding whether to move forward, and it's by county, correct?
Yes, absolutely. All of these are well thought out for each county's construction cost and tax rates and things like that.
When it comes to evolving rules and regulations, it's always changing in California. How do you help walk people through, all of these changes to just to make sure that they're on the same page? And also, there's cost saving programs being offered as well that can kind of slip by some people.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a real goal of this project was to align the current rules. Right now, there's been a lot of ADU legislation that's been coming out of the state since 2018. So being able to catch all that stuff up in one document for the rural counties is really important for staff and individuals alike to kind of know what's available for them. And then ongoing, as more legislation rolls out, that's easy for us to kind of update through our development standards through this format.
The main goal is obviously to increase housing, and this is through ADUs and empowering, homeowners to take this on. But just looking at the website, it doesn't look like a typical government website. So there's a change in culture, a change in language, and how local governments build a relationship with residents, empower them, especially for something that can feel like you're in the dark and can feel intimidating. What conversations took place to take a different approach?
We had a lot of conversations through the years when we hear back from people who come to our development services counters, and they're a little bit lost a lot of times. Staff is busy. There's a lot of things that basically make it hard for people wanting to really engage. So we wanted to have this colorful, I wish we could show it, but we're on the radio, but this very colorful, user-friendly format that brings people in and allows them to be able to connect in a very user-friendly level. And that's something that we're really happy to do, and we'd like to do more in a lot of our government jurisdictions, and just try to connect with people where they're at.
It's only been a few days, maybe a week, since this website and guidebook or workbook went live. What has the response been so far?
Oh, it's been great. People have been loving it so far. They can get on there on the website and just look around and get so much information that they would have to sluice out of either code or out of talking to development services staff. Now it's right there at their fingertips. So that's been very positively received. We had a launch event at the Mariposa County Fair this last weekend, and a lot of people are excited to see these opportunities. And we're going to keep launching it out at Nevada County tomorrow as well.
Yeah, tell us about that event. And it's Nevada County Collaboration Day, and it's on September 8th, and it's all day. What can people expect, you know, when if they choose to go make the trip?
Yeah, well, I hope some people do. I hope they come up to Nevada County. It's going to be basically all afternoon from 2 to 6 tomorrow at the Rood Center in Nevada City. That's 950 Maidu Way. And it's going to be a lot of different activities for people to engage in. The Motherlode group will be there. I'll be there tomorrow. But also, Nevada County has plan sets that they're going to be rolling out. And then there'll be some food trucks. There'll be some fun times. So come up and have connect with us. And if you've thought about wanting to build an ADU or wanting to build in general, this is a good opportunity to come and talk to county staff at a more informal setting where you can kind of bop some ideas around.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, we're talking specifically about really just kind of like a tool in the overall toolbox. I mean, not everyone can build an ADU, but what do you hope this achieves maybe like 5 years from now when you take a look at your county and you take a look at the housing stock and hopefully the improvement of housing availability for people?
Well, I hope it puts many units on the ground. You know, we have this, we really need extra units right now for community housing and workforce housing. So that could be nurses, firefighters, teachers, as well as aging populations or younger people starting out on their own. So really getting those people connected with affordable housing at their price point is critical right now. And that's what I would love to see is having those community members that are so critical for every community to be healthy, be able to get into an ADU or get into a housing unit comfortably and affordably, and just be able to have a good, stable life.
Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ben Goger is the Housing and Community Development Specialist for Mariposa County, discussing a new partnership between Mariposa, Calaveras, Amador, and Nevada counties to increase housing called a Motherlode ADU, and that helps locals build accessory dwelling units on their properties. Still ahead, we're going to learn about a new dual enrollment program that allows juniors and seniors to get a head start on a college degree, reduce tuition, all before high school graduation. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.